For 4 years, this administration has had at its disposal the greatest military and economic advantage that one nation has ever had over another in a war in history. For 4 years, this administration has had the support of the loyal opposition for the objective of seeking an honorable end to the struggle. Never has so much military and economic and diplomatic power been used so ineffectively. And if after all of this time and all of this sacrifice and all of this support, there is still no end in sight, then I say the time has come for the American people to turn to new leadership not tied to the mistakes and the policies of the past. The first priority foreign policy objective of our next administration will be bring an honorable end to the war in Vietnam.
Richard Nixon accepting the nomination of President of the United States at the Republican National Convention, summer 1968.
White-collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll pursue my kind of drop and dive, but I'm gonna wave my brief flag. Hi! Wow!
Hello, I am Chuck Rosina, and what follows is a personal historic reflection of the Nixon years. Told largely through the music and events of the time, this program will concentrate on movement politics, the war, both at home and abroad, and the Watergate scandal. However, we will begin with two events that shaped the summer of 1969, the Apollo 11 moon landing and the Woodstock Rock Festival.
Everybody's ground getting comfortable now. Starting to fit just right. Sit there. Look at all those people around you. Get acquainted. Have a smoke.
Marijuana!
Marijuana. Exhibit A.
Coming in from London, from over the pole. Flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Yeah, it's far out, man. I don't know if you, I don't know, like how many of you can dig how many people there are, man. Like I was rapping to the fuzz, right? Can you dig it? Man, it's supposed to be 1.5 million people here by tonight. Can you dig that? New York State Thruway is closed, man. Yeah. A lot of freaks.
I came upon a child of God. He was walking along the road, and I asked him, "Where are you going?" And this he told me, "I'm going on down to Yasgur's farm. I'm gonna join in a rock and roll band. I'm gonna camp out on the line. I'm gonna try and get my soul free. We are stardust. We are golden. And we got to get ourselves back to the garden."
Hello to all friends of the draft resistance revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining. One thing about the draft resistance that's different from other movements and revolutions in this country is that we have no enemies. And it's one of the beautiful things about it. And to show that our hearts are in the right place, we'd sing a song for the governor of California, Ronald Reagan. Zap. He's a drugstore truck driving man, and he's ahead of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He's been like a father to me. He's like the only DJ you can hear after three. And I'm an all-night singer in a country band. And if he don't like me, he don't understand.
He's a drugstore truck-driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. We'll be lucky to get out of town.
Free concert from now on. That doesn't mean that anything goes. What that means is we're going to put the music up here for free. Now, let's face the situation. We've had thousands and thousands of people come here today. Many, many more than we knew or even dreamt or thought would be possible. We're going to need each other to help each other to work this out, because we're taxing the systems that we have set up. We're going to be bringing the food in. But the one major thing you have to remember tonight, when you go back up into the woods to go to sleep, or if you stay here, is that the man next to you is your brother. And you damn well better treat each other that way, because if they don't, then we blow the whole thing. But we've got it right there.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother, everybody get together. Try to love one another right now.
We're going to leave you with the usual thing. The only thing I can say, as I've said to many people, is this title just about puts it all into focus. It's called With a Little Help from Your Friends. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Oh, baby, how you find? Somebody stand over here. Somebody got the love I need. Well, I'm a paddle
Yasger.
I'm a farmer. I don't know how to speak to 20 people at one time, let alone a crowd like this. This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. But I think you people have proven something to the world. That a half a million kids can get together and have 3 days of fun and music and have nothing but fun and music.
We are struggling, we are going, we are looking below the water, and we
Saturn Launch Control, we are go for Apollo 11. The Apollo mission, the flight to land of the first men on the moon. T-minus 15 seconds, guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
It It was 9:32 a.m. on July 16th, Eastern Daylight Time. One of the few fleeting moments that week when all eyes watched and shared in a positive American vision. Apollo 11 was on its way to the moon.
Houston, Apollo 11 has gave us a magnificent ride.
Roger, 11, we'll pass that on, and it kind of looks like you're well on your way now.
When the moon is in the seventh house, and Jupiter aligns with Mars, then peace will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars.
Okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Host control, both autos. He's in engine command override off. And then I'm on.
We're home.
413 is in. We copy it down, Eagle. Listen,
Oh, jeez.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue.
Live transmissions from the moon on July 20th, 1969. News anchor Walter Cronkite was sighing in amazement during the live broadcast. With the Eagle safely on the ground, Neil Armstrong was ready to step into history.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The lamb footpads are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder down there. It's very fine. I'm going to step off the land now.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the dawning of the age of the the age of Aquarius. 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 Harmony and understanding. Sympathy is lost the mountain. Not a false and torn derision. Soul and living dreams of the night. Mystic crystal revelation.
Not everyone was inspired by the moon landing. To the poor, it was a sharp contrast to their daily misery. Gil Scott-Heron, at the time still an up-and-coming political artist, performed his piece, Whitey on the Moon, to a Harlem audience.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night, cause Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me, cause Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up, and as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Okay, I'm on the top step and I can look down over the ICU and landing gear pad.
It's a very simple matter to hop down from one step to the next. Bill is now unveiling the plaque. It says, dear men from the planet Earth, first step foot upon the moon, July 1969, AD. It came in peace for all mankind.
Everybody talks about flag is a this is a flag, this is a missile. All we are saying is give peace a chance. All we are saying is give peace a chance.
After 5 years of Americans going into Vietnam, we are finally bringing American men home. By December 15, over 60,000 men will have been withdrawn from South Vietnam, including 20% of all of our combat forces. Let me now turn to our program for the future. We have adopted a plan, which we have worked out in cooperation with the South Vietnamese, for the complete withdrawal of all U.S. combat ground forces and their replacement by South Vietnamese forces on an orderly scheduled timetable. I have not and do not intend to announce the timetable for our program.
President, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Half of one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out wonder. God damn it, I'm trying to make it real compared to what suck you to me.
I'm sure you understand. One of these is the progress which can be or might be made in the Paris talks. An announcement of a fixed timetable for our withdrawal would completely remove any incentive for the enemy to negotiate an agreement. And so tonight, to you, the great silent majority of my fellow Americans, I ask for your support.
We're not gonna take it.
Forgetting Nixon would have been a pleasure, but due to his actions, it became impossible to forget him. In late April 1970, he brought his peace with honor and so-called Vietnamization of the war to Cambodia, thereby spreading the war into a neutral country.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. Let us go to the map again.
Communicate across the Gulf of 5 years of war. But the time has come to end this war.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier
there is one area,
and the sunshine
however,
patriot
immediately
will,
above
in this crisis,
speak,
shrink from the surface of his country.
That a combined
but he that stands
American
it now deserves the love and thanks
necessary.
Of man and woman.
Tonight,
tyranny,
and South
like hell, is not easily conquered.
Tonight,
American and South Vietnamese units will attack the headquarters for the...
Who's the one who has pledged an honorable end to the war in Vietnam?
That you'll never guess who's...
Nixon's the one.
This is the decision I have made. After full consultation with the National Security Council, Ambassador Bunker, General Abrams, and my other advisors, I have concluded.
Stand beside her. And
this is not an invasion of Cambodia.
It's a holiday in Cambodia. It's tough kids, but it's a life. It's a holiday in Cambodia. Don't forget to pack a wife.
While we deeply sympathize with the plight of 7 million Cambodians whose country's been invaded.
Watch it.
Whose country's been invaded.
We, the people of the United States.
We take this action not for the purpose of expanding the war into Cambodia, but for the purpose of ending the war. For the purpose of expanding the war. For the purpose of ending the war. Expanding the war. Ending the war. Expanding the war. The war. The war. The war.
Bums, you know.
A new nation.
These bums, you know.
In Woodstock.
These bums, you know.
Great universities.
These bums, you know. Bums, you know. Bums, you know.
Find themselves under attack from the world's most powerful nation, the United States of America. Let us go to the map again.
It is the domino theory.
Here is South Vietnam. Here is Kent State. This is not an invasion of Kent.
You know, you see these bums, you know.
Here is Kent State.
Oh, bury me not.
So, for about 20 minutes, just kind of give and take, where people would throw back the tear gas, and a few rocks were thrown out for a minute. And the guard would shoot some more tear gas and retreat. And then, finally, the guard moved up again and started chasing people up the hill.
This is not an invasion of.
You see these bums, you know.
So it sounded like a machine gun going off. Three people were dead on arrival at the hospital, and one more died later. They were all, most of them were just plain gunned down in cold blood in the back.
I want to know what the facts are. I've asked for the facts, and when I get them, I'll have something to say about it. But I do know that when you do have a situation of a crowd throwing rocks, and the National Guard is called in.
Watch it.
And the National Guard is called in.
Make no mistake. The deaths of Allison, Sandra, Jeffrey, and Beale were murders, and that's just the way it is.
You know, you see these bums, you know,
expanding the war.
These bums, you know, bums, you know, bums, bums.
Stop! She resented being called a bum. She because she disagreed with someone else's opinion. She felt that war in Cambodia was wrong. Is this dissent a crime? Is this a reason for killing her? Have we come to such a state in this country that a young girl has to be shot because she disagrees deeply with the actions of her government? Can Congress find out why our children can't express themselves?
Great is my power. No mortal dares refuse me. Now I can laugh at those bygone days when they'd abuse me. Every critic took a poke at me. Every student made a joke of me. Even Eisenhower blew smoke at me. A curse I swore, revenge I planned. And now I've got the world at my command.
I'm still here. Where are they now? I ask, where are they now?
Where are they now?
They're either dead.
Where are they now?
Or underground.
Where are they now?
They don't have me.
Where are they now?
To kick around. Where are they now? If to still persist, I'll put them on my list. I've got a little list.
He's got a little list. And they'd never be missed.
They'd none of them be missed. I'm still here. Where are they now? I ask, where are they now?
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 It can't happen here. It can't happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, that it can't happen here. Because I've been checking it out, baby. I checked it out a couple of times. And I'm telling you, it can't happen here. Oh, darling, it's important that you believe me, bop, 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 that it can't happen here.
This is not an invasion of Kent State.
The murders at Kent State, and later at Jackson State, were a shocking way to begin the 1970s. But later that same year, an Army private revealed on television that a massacre of Vietnamese civilians had taken place at a village called My Lai.
There was about 40 to 50 people that we gathered in the center of the village. Men, women, children, babies. We all huddled them up. Lieutenant Callie started shooting them. He told me to start shooting, so I started shooting. I poured about 4 clips into the group. I fired them on automatic. You just spray the area so you can't know how many you killed. I must have killed about 10 or 15 of them. After I'd done it, I felt good. But later on that day, it started getting to me. It just seemed like the natural thing to do at the time.
Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. All on board. Do I see Lieutenant Callie? Do I see Captain Medina? Do I see General Coster and all his crew? Do I see President Nixon? Do I see both houses of Congress? Do I see the voters, me and you? Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. All on board. Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. All on board. Who held the rifle? Who gave the order? Who planned the campaign to lay waste the land? Who manufactured the bullet? Who paid the taxes? Tell me, is this blood upon my hand? Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. All on board. Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. Last train to Nuremberg. All on board. If 500,000 mothers went to Washington saying, bring all our boys home without delay, would the man they came to see say he was too busy? Would he say he had to watch a football game? Last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, on board, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, last train to Nuremberg, on board.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello there, Mr. Hoffman.
Yeah.
Is Abby Hoffman there?
I think he went out.
Well, I don't think so. I think he's right there. And I just want to say something. You talk about people in power. The people in power made this country what it is. Yes.
Yeah, you're damn right they did. Right. They made it what it is. What the hell is it, man? I mean, we killed 1 million people in Vietnam. Don't you feel that's damaging the public image of the country? I mean, they killed 1 million people. What do you think Malai was? What do you think Malai was? You know, goddamn Coney Island trip?
Flamboyant anti-war activist Abby Hoffman. Before that, Pete Seeger with his song Last Train to Nuremberg, comparing the Nazi war crimes trial to the war crimes committed in Vietnam by the U.S. Incidents like My Lai and the murders at Kent and Jackson State questioned the morality of America's role in Vietnam. They also led to larger scale and more intensified protest. In May of 1971, with civil disobedience on the rise, protesters went to Washington, D.C. with plans of shutting down the government until the government stopped the war. In one day, the police made over 10,000 arrests, rounding up everybody and anybody on the street, whether they were involved with the protest or not, and took them to a field camp surrounded by barbed wire. Though the whole police action was illegal and unconstitutional, Nixon praised the police for their, quote, magnificent job, unquote. With hopes for re-election, Nixon began to dominate the headlines. His first major story was a trip to China. He immediately followed this with a 90-day wage price freeze to curb inflation. Workers' salaries were frozen, but the cost of goods still crept upwards. Then he announced a trip to Moscow. These actions made him look favorable to the mainstream media, but with the release of the Pentagon Papers, critics opposed him even more on the war issue. Also, what first appeared to be a simple break-in at the Democratic National Headquarters at the Watergate complex was turning into a full-scale conspiracy being traced all the way back to the White House. Nixon, however, earned the name of Tricky Dick. On October 26, 1972, just a week before the election, he squashed all this unpopular publicity by having his Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, announce, quote, peace is at hand, unquote. Once again, the people fell for another Nixon lie. Upon being re-elected, he resumed bombing of North Vietnam, including the well-documented Christmas Day bombing of Bach Mai Hospital in Hanoi.